like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
It's movie time. Hope, you and I are finished with school. I hope.
I hope so.
There's a new movie out called Night School, starring Kevin Hart.
Tiffany Haddish.
Most of our audience could write the script.
Yeah. He's a loudmouth hustler, a little bit of a loser. He's got some self-esteem issues that he's working through.
Really?
Will he come around at the end and learn his lesson? Well, I don't know. Is it a Kevin Hart movie?
Yeah, he has a Porsche and a whole bunch of other blings that he has to account for. I like its very simple message about how for most of us, school is necessary.
Yeah, I think so too. And that, you know, and that it's never too late to redirect your life.
Yeah, he really is suffering from some very silly mistakes that he made in judgment, although this seems to be inherent in his character.
I mean, they tie it back to a learning disability that was that had gone undiagnosed, of course, in the 90s when he was in high school. Very realistic high school teenager he was.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there's more than one disability, right?
Yeah, the cocktail of learning disabilities, yes. Truth is, he's not dumb. He's just got, it's not a super sensitive film.
All right. Can you find any scenes that you say make it worthwhile?
The night school class has several interesting characters in it, all played by pretty solid comedic character actors. There is some funny interaction there, although most of them don't have that much to work with. Most of the scenes that take place in the class I enjoyed. He gets a job at a Christian chicken. place.
And there are
some funny scenes there also.
Yes. Well, there are two things that you're reminding me of. First of all, how they have that brawl in the prison.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, one of the night school students is Skyping in from prison.
Yes, and one of them says nobody noticed it.
Right. Are we just going to gloss over that we just saw a prison riot?
I thought that was pretty funny. The other one, when student Hart, Haddish teacher, first meet when they're in their cars.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that so reminded me of the screwball comedy. They are just sending the zingers back and forth to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the two of them, I think, at their best. And Tiffany Haddish is hysterical. You know, she did Girls Trip last year, I guess, with the same director.
Same director, right.
Malcolm D. Lee. She doesn't get a great deal to work with here, including lines. She doesn't get some great dialogue to deliver, but she's just got a very funny presence.
Yeah. What about Hart? What about his presence?
I also think he's always funny. You know, I don't know that I've ever seen a movie that was good that he was in, but I find him very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I just always do. I think he's a funny person.
Besides the fact that he is sometimes laughably diminutive, and he plays on that,
yes,
and they do in the film, there's a certain quality about him, and I don't know if it's openness, honesty. What is it that I really like about the way he presents himself, his persona?
Yeah, I think, you know, he was on Mike and Mike, ESPN show years ago, and he was talking about having been in a movie, like a serious film, where he kept mispronouncing the word facade. He kept saying, it's a facade. And the way he was telling the story, and then they would just say cut and shoot again, and they wouldn't tell him that he had done it wrong. And the way he was telling the story, it's very much like seeing him in films. He is very happy to just exploit all of his own idiotic moments.
Yes.
And I think that that's appealing.
Yes, and it is. And also, I find him generous to the people he's acting
with. Yes, I think you're right. Yeah.
This is a mediocre film.
Yes, it is.
At best, with some great moments. But I will tell you, in the audience that we were in last night, I lost some dialogue because the audience was laughing.
Yes. Yeah, I did too.
I love to go to comedies with an audience.
A big crowd.
That's a huge help. I need it.
I know. Because, you know, sometimes as a critic, you get there and you're just not in the mood.
You know,
you're just not. And things aren't hitting you right. And then you just look around and go, okay, well, I'm missing something because everybody else is laughing hard. It really does treat all of its characters with a certain amount of respect and dignity.
There's so much that does turn out to be realistic. Anyway, Hope Madden. The film is Night School.
Yes.
What grade would you award that film?
C minus.
All right. And I'm going to award it a C plus because, of course, I'm a sucker. This is a difficult time of year.
Well, October looks beautiful.
So right now, we don't have much to offer our audience.
Not this week.
So Night School, if you've got nothing better to do, you go and laugh with the audience.
Sure.
All right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.